Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. And it remains the greatest nation on God's green earth, despite of our vulnerability to a potential major war against China, for which, according to some defense experts, we are woefully unprepared. Or at least underprepared. Captain William Toady, who is a reserve, who is a retired naval officer, has more than 40 years of experience in defense. Also, more recently, as a defense CEO, his book is called From CO to CEO, A Practical Guide for Transitioning from Military to Industry Leadership. He writes in The Hill the following striking sentence, which bears intense discussion. The sentence says that today's Navy is half the size it should be for a war in the Pacific. While many of our ships are highly capable, the number of our ships is so small as to neutralize that advantage. No ship, regardless of capability, can be in two places at one time. Captain Toady, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you, Michael. Really happy to be here.
Okay. Your point about America's lack of preparation against a potential war with China in the Pacific, when you talk about us being unprepared and too few ships, does that include potential help from Japan, South Korea, Philippines, Australia, other friendly allied powers in that region?
It does, Michael. The problem, there's two problems with the countries you mentioned. Problem number one is that, you know, they can't provide much. They can't contribute much to a major war with China. Problem number two is, of course, they're neighbors to China. And we can't be absolutely certain that facing the possibility that China defeats the United States, they would elect to stay with us for that fight. And the more risky a conflict between the United States and China looks, I think the higher risk would be that some of our allies would abandon us when we need them.
And there also would be vulnerable to Chinese nuclear strikes, too, wouldn't they?
Nuclear and non-nuclear strike, hypersonic missiles, and things like that. So even if you don't want to believe that the conflict would go nuclear, and I hope it certainly would not, the non-nuclear threat that China poses is substantial. And I think cities like Tokyo and Seoul and, you know, even Sydney might be greatly threatened by some of China's non-nuclear capability.
Okay. When you talk about our Navy being unprepared and simply having too few ships, does China have a more battle-ready craft on hand in the Pacific than we do?
They do. They passed us in size just recently, not too long ago, and they're getting better in capability as well. But the really scary part is that, you know, the number of we used to have 50 shipyards that could build Navy, that could contribute to the Navy fight. We now have just 20, and all of them are very old. China has a single shipyard that has more capacity than all of our shipyards combined. So not only are they starting with more ships, they have a capacity to build at a much greater rate than we do.
You say in your piece, and it's fascinating, and I know because I've written about this chapter of history, I know you're entirely correct, It is not true that the United States was utterly unprepared for confronting Japan before Pearl Harbor. Pearl Harbor was a disaster and it mobilized us, but you write about the Naval Expansion Act of 1938 that the Democratic president, Franklin Roosevelt, and his allies in Congress had to fight for, where they were already in the process of expanding our Navy before disaster struck and we were attacked by the Japanese Empire. Is there anything comparable going on with the expansion of our Navy now?
No. That's the sad part. So, you know, that's true. They saw that a threat was coming, and rather than just doing what politicians do, talking about it, they actually did something about it more than 3 years before Pearl Harbor's attack. We started two new classes of aircraft carriers and two new classes of battleships, all of which proved pivotal when we finally were attacked. Today, you know, this started actually during the Clinton administration with what he referred to as the peace dividend, where we decommissioned perfectly good ships halfway through their lives because, of course, the Soviets were no longer a threat and the Chinese were our friends. So, of course, we would never need a Navy again. Well, history has turned out different than we thought it would. And now we're in a position where we decommissioned a large number of ships and we're not building enough to make up for that, now that we realize those threats did reemerge. So we find ourselves poorly prepared for a crisis that everybody says is, if not likely, we need to be prepared for.
And that crisis would be a Chinese move to basically invade and conquer Taiwan. Is that right?
That's correct.
And you know, the Taiwanese, they have a fairly formidable air force and some navy, but they would be no match for the Chinese, the People's Army?
Not at all, no. When I was on active duty, say 20 years ago, when I was CEO of a submarine, we laughingly referred to a Chinese invasion of Taiwan as the million-man swim, because China had so few ships, amphibious assault ships, that they could use to invade Taiwan. So there was some ability to defeat that raid. China realized they had a problem, and they just didn't sit idle. They started building the capability they need to make the threat real, as well as anti-air and missile strike capability that would risk our, particularly our shore bases in the region.
There's also a problem here. I mean, I understand that South Korea would probably be able to at least hold off another North Korean invasion. When I'm referring to the last one in 1950, but the idea that South Korea and North Korea fighting could also lead to a broader war involving China, that is a real possibility too, is it not?
If you believe that the North Koreans are as detached from reality as I do, then it's not inconceivable that if a war developed between China and the United States and the North Koreans would take that opportunity to, you know, attack South Korea. And South Korea would likely prevail in such a war, but the problem is North Korea has so much artillery that they could easily utterly destroy Seoul in the process of that conflict.
And that's so close to the armistice line. Captain Toady, I hope you will stay with us. You raise another point about American personnel. We ultimately had 16 million people under arms in World War II. Could we do that again through recruitment and the draft? You say probably not. What does that mean for the United States in the future? And what's the problem here? We will get to more with a very important message for all Americans from Captain William Toady coming up on the MedVet Show.
From politics to pop culture and from coast to coast, this is the Michael MedVet Show.
Now's the time to join the millions of Americans who have changed the quality of their sleep with MyPillow. MyPillow is now offering a BOGO extravaganza on multiple MyPillow products. Right now, get buy one, get one free pricing on MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillows, six-piece towel sets, and roll and go anywhere MyPillows, and yes, so much more. Just go to the Radio Listeners Specials page at MyPillow.com and use the promo code MEDVED. That's MyPillow.com, promo code MEDVED, or call 1-800-320-6280. That's 800-320-6280. Don't miss this incredible BOGO extravaganza at MyPillow.com. Buy one, get one free on select products. Remember, that's promo code MEDVED or 1-800-320-6280.
We've all heard the saying, safety in numbers. Well, think again. The IRS, the country's powerful tax collection agency, is on a hiring spree. They're bringing in 87,000 new agents. Now, no taxpayer at any income level is entirely safe from IRS scrutiny or, worse, a dreaded IRS audit. This is Michael Medved for AmFed Coin and Bullion. How safe are your accumulated savings and wealth from government examination and reach? Owning gold and silver is one of the best ways to keep your wealth in your own hands. Precious metals provide a layer of privacy that's not available through a bank account. When you own precious metals, only you and your dealer have knowledge of your purchase. Now, I buy all of my precious metals from my friend Nick Rovich, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion. Nick's been in this industry for 41 years, and he has established a reputation built on trust, transparency, integrity, and fair pricing. Call Nick and his team, 800-221-7694, 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Michael Medved Show, a privilege to be speaking to Captain William Toady, who is a retired Navy officer, a former Pacific Commodore, and a former operational planner. He is the author of the 2022 book, From CO, Commanding Officer, to CEO, chief executive officer, and he co-hosts a unauthorized History of the Pacific War podcast. One of the striking things among many that you have in your piece in the Hill about America, where's the sleeping giant now? And it's one of those things, it's hard to believe, but it's true. People can check it out. And by the way, I hope people will go to michaelmedved.com. We're going to link your article right up there. You report that a 2020 Pentagon study indicates that 77% of Americans ages 17 to 24 would not qualify for military service because they're overweight, they have a history of drug use, or they have mental or physical disabilities. Does that leave us terribly exposed to the superior person power of the Chinese government? As you say, it's unlikely that 77% of Chinese potential recruits are overweight or drug users or disabled.
It does indeed. The more alarming bit of that statistic is that 44% of American young people were disqualified for multiple reasons. So they had a combination of obesity and drugs, or obesity and misconduct, you know, jail time or something like that. So it wasn't a simple issue of, well, if they're a little overweight, we can give them a waiver, because they were disqualified for multiple people. And yeah, the Chinese are starting with a population of 1 billion people. So whether you want to measure the risk from a standpoint of the number of sailors they can bring to bear, or the number of ships they could build relative to ours, you know, things have changed for us. Hence my title. You know, my title derives from the quote that Yamamoto utters in the movie Tora, 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 "I fear we've awakened a sleeping giant." And my premise of the article is, who's the sleeping giant now? It's China, not us. And that's, we should be very, very worried about that.
And what about the idea that America has one major advantage over China strategically, which is our nuclear forces? We have more and more reliable nuclear weapons, don't we?
We do. But we also, you know, adhere to the no first use policy, at least de facto, whether we'll admit it or not. So unless China initiates the use of nuclear weapons, we are unlikely to do so. That means that we can't rely on nuclear weapons if we get in a dire situation in a conventional war.
So what needs to be done? I mean, clearly there needs to be a great deal of shipbuilding, and also what you're talking about is building up the capacity for shipbuilding. Because, yes, we created an unbelievable volume. Henry Kaiser was famous for this, an unbelievable volume of craft that during the war to respond to Pearl Harbor and immediately before Pearl Harbor. But should we begin this kind of expansion of our naval resources immediately?
One of two things needs to happen. Either we stop saying that we're going to defend Taiwan and walk away from national policy that was put into effect at the 1979 Taiwan Relations Act, or we allow ourselves to pose a credible threat to China and reverse the worsening situation year by year that we find ourselves in. That's one thing. The second thing is we need to admit that we have a problem with America's youth. And if we're going to defend the country, we need to address that problem and stop pretending that it's unmentionable, that, you know, we can't say these things that we need to be saying. We used to have this untapped resource of women, if men are increasingly disqualified, well, we can maybe use women for a lot of the roles in the military that we didn't use them. My own submarine community is an example of that. We had to use women because we couldn't crew submarines with all-male crews anymore. And that resource is tapped out. We're using them about as much as we can. So we have to address this problem holistically as a nation.
And what kind of steps do you think would be necessary to avoid this nightmare situation of 77% of young people being unfit to serve?
It's going to take some very, very hard choices. One example of that is some kind of national service would help to, and, you know, many countries do this already. We're not one of them. But to help young people understand what it takes, what their civic responsibilities are for defending the country. And, you know, in 1941, as you well know, Michael, nobody questioned the need. And people were way more capable in 41 than they are today, physically at least. People were willing to sign up. There was a little bit of that after 9/11, but nowhere near what we would need if we faced a major confrontation with a major power.
Yeah, my dad was in the Navy the day after he graduated from high school in 1944. And it's a different world today. And I know that there are a number of American leaders, John McCain was one of them, who have talked about the kind of national service in places like Switzerland, not to mention Israel. There is that idea of
Korea.
And Korea, mm-hmm. Right. And do they have a national service in Taiwan?
They do not.
They do not.
You know, that's one of those things where we should highly encourage. There's certain things I think that we could be effective in highly encouraging. And that might be one of them. You have to be delicate with the Taiwanese because you don't want to give them, unfortunately, too much confidence that we're going to do whatever's necessary to come to their aid, lest they become a little bit too aggressive and provocative in how they deal with China, thinking that we're going to rescue them regardless.
Yeah, and there's this other problem of 500,000 men and 1,800 tanks and 700 aircraft that are supposed to be massing for a new invasion of Ukraine. The temptation for China to do something crazy and destructive while America is focused on trying to save and defend Ukraine. One of many problems we are encountering. Captain William Toady, his piece is at michaelmedved.com. We will be right back.
The Michael Medved Show.
You ever get the feeling that the world is being held together with duct tape? Every day we're thrown some new meaningless drama in the fake news to distract us from the reality we're all about to face. Between the government trying to print their way out of debt, military conflicts, the disintegration of our most trusted institutions, and a looming food shortage, preparedness is no longer a choice. It's a necessity. You can trust My Patriot Supply. Our emergency food kits come packed with tasty meals, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit for each person in your family. Self-reliance is the only alternative to government food lines. Time is running out. Become ungovernable. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and save on dozens of different emergency food kits while you can. These kits are in stock, ship fast, and arrive in unmarked boxes for your privacy. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com before the next crisis strikes. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA News Update. President Biden is vowing to protect Social Security and Medicare benefits. While speaking in Tampa, the president took jabs at Republicans he claims want to slash entitlements, naming Florida Senator Rick Scott. The senator says President Biden is a liar.
The guy's been lying, I mean, the whole time. And I call him a liar.
The Republican says he never wanted cuts, but instead asked for Congress to renew the programs every 5 years as a means of protecting them in the long term. The FBI says much of the evidence related to the Chinese spy balloon remains underwater. This comes as the House passed a resolution that calls on the Biden administration to continue to keep Congress briefed on the incident. Jim Carrey's Los Angeles mansion is on the market. However, buyers will need a lot of money to own it, as it's going for just under $30 million. Dave Collins, USA News.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
God help me, I'm addicted to
the Michael Medved Show.
And on the Michael Medved Show, I think that what we just heard from Captain Toady, and we will have him back soon because I think his message is profoundly important. When there are Republicans, heaven help us, Republicans, let me repeat that again, and it's not a small number, it's 20 to 30 of them in the House of Representatives who are serious about trying to negotiate spending cuts in our defense budget. And yes, also in our support for Ukraine at a moment of maximum danger to that Democratic ally that has fought so nobly for the principles that we're supposed to believe in as a country. And the idea that we pick this particular moment to try to cut down on our defense expenditures, I mean, one of the things that won the Cold War that President Reagan did right, that also led to his landslide victory in 1984, he had worse polling at this point in 1983. Yes, he did. Worse polling than Biden. And he turned it around and he ended up carrying 49 states. And one of the reasons was a military buildup that was decisive, that was unwavering, And it was profoundly important. And now, basically, we look at the threat of the balloon that was just sailing across the United States. There's an editorial in the journal, and it writes, Beijing is complaining about the U.S. decision to shoot down the balloon. Though it isn't cooperating with U.S. attempts to engage on the issue, Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin's counterpart in China won't take Mr. Austin's call. This isn't the behavior of a great power that wants better relations. All the more so, given that China's explanation that this was merely a weather balloon that took a wrong turn at the Aleutian Islands has imploded under scrutiny and more disclosures. The Pentagon said yesterday that the balloon is part of a global fleet China has been operating for several years. Such red zeppelins have been spotted over at least five continents, including countries in Europe, Southern Asia, and South America. The Defense Department says it's confident that the latest balloon was launched to get a close-up peek at America's strategic sites, perhaps including intercontinental ballistic missile bases in Montana. U.S. officials say at least four other balloons have surfaced over U.S. soil in recent years, though shockingly, we only detected them after the fact. Civilian Trump officials were never informed. The Biden administration has said that one reason that it didn't shoot down the object earlier as it crossed Alaska's wide open spaces was so U.S. intelligence could learn more about the balloon's operation. Press reports say U.S. military assets accompanied the balloon on its final float. Americans are rightly absorbed with the episode, and it's a teaching moment about Chinese ambitions and U.S. vulnerability, which is what we were just talking about. The U.S. general said earlier this week that the blimp had a payload the size of a regional jetliner. Was it capable of carrying electromagnetic weapons or blowing up on command? The administration is also now leaking to the press that the balloon could loiter on sites longer than satellites on low Earth orbit. After insisting for days the balloon presented no advantage over China's other intelligence methods, was it picking up signals that satellites can't? Was it sending real-time data back to its overlords at Beijing? Navy divers, reports the journal, are now salvaging debris from the balloon, and the U.S. ought to put it on display for the world to see, complete with experts explaining what it reveals about what China was up to. Put it all on stage, not merely in a Pentagon basement. The administration may fear a public airing of the spy balloon fleet could inflame Beijing and preclude a calmer relationship. But the opposite may be true. The real worry should be that the incident blows over without consequences, and China's war hawks conclude that such provocations are manageable risks. The Biden crowd is no doubt eager to move on from the balloon affair, but the stakes are larger, writes the journal, than their own embarrassment. Let's show the world the truth about how China thinks it can act with impunity. Could that be important for the future? Of course it's important for the future. And, of course, with all of the concerns we have elsewhere, it's always a good thing to see some effort to address one of the problems that Captain Toady was just talking about, which is the fact that we have so many young people who aren't even qualified to serve in the military, even if they wanted to. And part of the change that is necessary is going to be improvements in our education system. And right now, the school choice movement is sweeping the country, and it's sweeping the country under the leadership of Republican governors. One of them spoke very dramatically about a new school choice proposal that she is introducing. Clip 3.
But we can't forget our children first, and most important, our parents. As a mom, I will never allow our state to sideline our parents in students' education. That starts by ensuring parents have a choice to send their kid to the school that best meets their individual needs, no matter where they live and no matter what their income. Our new Education Freedom Account allows parents to enroll their kids in whatever school is most appropriate for their family, whether it be public, private, parochial, or homeschool. We're rolling out this program for our most at-risk families first, and within 3 years, it'll be available to every family in Arkansas.
Okay, of course he gave it away. I was leaving it for you to identify the voice. That, of course, was Sarah Huckabee Sanders, who gave the response to President Biden's State of the Union address. She is the new and very activist governor of Arkansas, particularly concentrating on these education issues. Look, there is so much going on and so much of consequence politically that is happening every day. It's, by the way, basically important that you have both parties actually exchanging ideas a little bit and maybe finding points that they have in common to make some progress for our country, and not simply to use the idea of bipartisanship as a campaign stunt or as a campaign theme, but actually to mean it. And coming up, there is one leader on the Republican side who offered, it seems to me, a more encouraging an effective response to President Biden's speech at the State of the Union, his feisty speech at the State of the Union. I think that's the most accurate term for it, feisty and combative. There's a different tone that you'll hear from a U.S. senator, a Republican U.S. senator, who actually prepared a separate video speech responding to President Biden, and responding, it seems to me, with just the right tone. We will get to that and to more, a great moment in the history of college basketball. We'll get to it and more. Okay, it's winter time, and that shouldn't stop you from going outdoors and enjoying yourself and getting some exercise. Relief Factor can help with that cause. Relief Factor is natural. It consists of fish oil and turmeric primarily, and other ingredients that have been tested and shown to be remarkably effective. A Relief Factor can make you feel better and give you an opportunity to enjoy all kinds of aspects of an active life that you may have been prevented from enjoying in the past. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner. There's a special price available for what is called a quick start with Relief Factor. You take these tablets, which are entirely natural, no chemicals, no preservatives of any kind. This is a wonderful product that we heartily endorse. Go to michaelmedved.com, look for the banner for Relief Factor. Some of America's most important principles, like freedom of conscience, speech, rule of law, sanctity and dignity of human life, the family, and economic freedom, are under contemporary assault. It's more important than ever to teach our nation's traditional values and timeless principles. Now, these sometimes forgotten values must be remembered and communicated, and the Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College exists to accomplish just that. The Institute promotes these principles to the next generation of leaders on campus and across the country. Go to the website faithandfreedom.com and you'll find online courses on Ronald Reagan and James Madison, and above all, a vigorous defense of Western civilization and its highest values. Advocating for these timeless principles is why Grove City College continues to be a beacon in higher education. Go to faithandfreedom.com.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Barada. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
I'm, of course, deeply honored to receive
The Michael Medved Show.
And on The Michael Medved Show, is there a lot to do? Biden slogan appears to be from his State of the Union speech, finish the job. And remember that Churchill used that phrase. He used that phrase, give us the tools and we will finish the job. They meant to finish the job beating Hitler. And we did give them the tools and we did fight alongside them and that job was finished. The job right now that needs to be done to for the American defense posture, for the economy, for our problems with education and crime and border security, you name it. That's not a question of finishing the job. That's a question of making some promising new starts on the job. And that, at least, is something that is suggested in the exceptionally interesting, it seems to me, and impressive speech by Mitt Romney. This is a response to the State of the Union speech by the senator from Utah. Listen. Clip 6.
The president got off on the wrong foot when he said that some Republicans, he said, want to cut Medicare and Social Security. And there was just an immediate response from our side of the aisle where people said, no, 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 that's just not true. No Republican wants to get rid of Medicare and Social Security of the elected Republicans that I know of, certainly not in the Senate, and no one's proposing lowering the benefits. That was just plain and simple wrong, and I think you could probably tell he had to backtrack as he raised that topic and saw such a chorus of response. He also decided to talk about the deficit in a way that I thought was a bit disingenuous. He said he brought the deficit down, and if you look at the math, why, in fact, it's come down. But what he ignored was the reason the deficit was so big before he came into office was we had an emergency plan as a result of COVID. And so money was being spent to help families, hospitals, airlines, businesses, small and large. And we spent a lot of money, trillions of dollars, trying to maintain the American economy. And yeah, that emergency is over, so we're not able to spend that money anymore. And for him to say that somehow he's fought to reduce the deficit is just kind of an exaggeration. Let's put it that way.
Okay, and there's more. But the fact is that you can acknowledge that you're on the same team, you want the same things for the country, and still criticize the President of the United States for some of this misleading, fact-checkable elements that he included in his speech without making it a subject for booing and chanting and screams if he's a liar and screams that he had actually put American servicemen in their grave. Really? There was a moment of unanimity, and I think we can actually praise it and celebrate it in the House of Representatives. They passed a resolution 419-0, and nobody voting present. It was 419, yes, we passed this resolution, and zero, we're opposed to it. The House passed a resolution condemning China for its brazen violation of the United States sovereignty, that's in quotes, and seeking more information from the White House. That was the latest development in the spy balloon saga that has gripped Washington since last week. So congratulations on that. And something else that is exceptional and noteworthy, and I think is a good sign, is that the New Hampshire Governor Chris Sununu has taken his most significant step yet in exploring a White House bid, launching a national political organization that's a popular tool for prospective presidential candidates testing the waters. Sununu is also forming a money-raising group called Live Free or Die. That is the slogan for the state of New Hampshire, through which he can solicit donations of unlimited size. Will he be a significant participant in the presidential derby? It could be. The guy's impressive, and he has a real knack for actually winning votes of independents and Democrats, not just Republicans. Speaker Kevin McCarthy also hauled in a record $12 million for House Republicans last night as he headlined his first major fundraiser of the 2024 election cycle. The fundraiser was held at the Conrad Hotel and was hosted by longtime McCarthy friend and ally and veteran lobbyist Jeff Miller. And there is this from the world of college basketball. There was a miracle finish in a Division III basketball game last night. The New Jersey City University Gothic Knights trailed the number 23 Rowan University Profs. I love it. It's a game between the Gothic Knights and the Profs. They trailed by a score of 71-67 with 5.2 seconds left in the game. The Knights' Ryan Savoy caught an inbound pass and then hit a turnaround three-pointer to make it a one-point game with 2.8 seconds remaining. On the ensuing play, an inbound pass was deflected and the Knights' Jason Battle ran the ball down before throwing up a desperation three near half court. Here's what it sounded like play by play. Amazing.
71-67 the score. Inbound, swung around, jump shot, it's good! Ryan Savoy cuts it to one, and then JC wins it! Floater, it's good! It's good! Jason Battle at the buzzer, and JCU wins! They stun number 23, Rowan, here at the buzzer!
Okay, in summary, the Knights overcame a four-point deficit with 5 seconds left to win in miracle-like fashion. Hard to imagine that there will be comparable excitement in anybody broadcasting the Super Bowl, but you never know. Certainly, you never know for sure. And there is this, Florida Governor Ron DeSantis came up with a video message last month urging Republicans to use negotiations over the debt ceiling to cut spending, but not a single penny from Social Security and Medicare. The emphasis reflects potential vulnerability for Republican rivals who were elected to powerful posts in the pre-Trump Tea Party era, embracing austerity and the last showdown over raising the federal debt limit. Okay, what they're talking about here is President Trump, who is going on the attack against potential rivals over Social Security and Medicare, seizing on the same GOP divisions over federal spending that President Biden is seeking to exploit. Trump moved to wield the issue as a wedge in the primary, particularly against Florida Governor Ron DeSantis. That was a video message that I suggested was not DeSantis' message, it was Trump's message, which was aimed at DeSantis. And that idea that we can't even talk about the fact that Social Security and Medicare are going bankrupt and approaching insolvency, well, it's true. And speaking of that, an estimated 27.3 million people watched President Joe Biden's State of the Union address on television. It was the second smallest audience for the annual event in at least 30 years. The Nielsen Company said Wednesday it was also down nearly 28% from the 38.2 million people who saw Biden's address in 2022. In other words, in 2022, you had 38.2 million people watching, and on Tuesday night, it was 27.3 million people watching. That is a huge fall off and not encouraging news for Democrats who think that Biden is turning it around. There were also two clever comments by Nancy Mace. She was jabbing her House Republican colleagues at the Washington Press Club Foundation dinner last night. She quipped, "You know, you think Republicans aren't funny, but if you get enough of us together, we're a real riot." And then she said, look at the Washington Press Club Foundation dinner. "To be honest, we all knew Matt Gaetz wouldn't let the speaker vote get to 18. Think about it, 18 years of age. That and more in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
Hi, Fred Dwyer here. If you suffer from a serious chronic illness, heartburn, poor sleep, fatigue, brain fog, you need Balance 7. Balance 7 water improves the acid-alkaline balance in the body. The right pH helps unlock the immune system. It also allows for better hydration and nourishment during times of medication and stress. Balance 7 works. I know. I use it every day. Now you can try it free. Balance 7 is offering chronic illness sufferers a free gallon of Balance 7 water for the first 100 callers. That's an $87 value free. So call 800-793-9039 and mention my name, Fred. The first 100 callers suffering with a chronic illness get a free gallon of Balance 7 water. So call 800-793-9039, code word Fred, or visit balance7.com. That's balance, the number 7.com. 800-793-9039, code word Fred.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hard-working people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.